Kwazwai, muri eZimbabwe, yebo, mthokozo muhle eZimbabwe, muhle ndinomgamshira emshirongo tshelu tshebe tshidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMichael Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe, muhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019, nangu October sehambile bafethu, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamshira emshirongo tshelu tshebe tshidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMichael Hove. And today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Yeshu, the year is gone. Nangu 2019 usahambile, useyaphela ngempela. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Zimbabwean inflation rate was at 300%. Nyaphinda njalo. 300% in August, and as we speak, the unofficial unemployment rate is at over 90%. We should eneng labantu elizweni abasebenzi within the formal sector. With the price of fuel constantly increasing, which it did again today, country experiencing a cash shortage, the price of goods constantly changing, the unemployment rate being at over 90%, one has to ask themselves, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki, the youth of the nation, varikurarama sei, baphila njani elizweni, how are the youth surviving in the nation? So tonight I look to hear from you guys, nina mzulukandaba, mtsangaza mohle, Zimbabwe mohle, kuti mpinde mchirongwa, muti udzo kuti imi vechidiki murikurarama sei, titarisa nyaya kuti munyika, mari irungorasa value, munyika, hamuna mabasa, munyika, mari haisi kubatika, munyika, fuel irikuendera mberi ichingokwira. So I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe muhle, especially the nation's youth, ukuthi lubona njani udaba lokhona ekodwini namhla. But first, before we head over to tonight's discussion, let's head over to some breaking news. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, today announced that they will be introducing a new currency, which will comprise of $2 coins and $5 notes, as it attempts to address the cash crisis while stabilizing the exchange rate. VOA's Godwin Mangujga caught up with RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujga, who had this to say. Take a listen.
Kusa mari itsva kuma banks kuti mari yosangana muchete nema bond notes zvinofamba zvangofanana ikara yacho yese chekuti pakapanzi bond pakapasa bond panga vakamodzwa kugora chete zvakasara otherwise kusa mari kuma banks yema coins ma $2 ma penny paper nema $5 kuedza ukesha zvire kuti zvo inflation vakura kwete asi kuti munhu ongane mari yake mubank unogona kudraw otora iri cash kana kuti aite ma transfers kana kuti aite ma plastic money kana kuti aite micro cash. Zvakanaka nekuti zvima prize anobva adzikawo pasi zvino kuti amwani anhu aite basa kutengesa chii mari izvi MPC yaitutumwa zvikona izvozvo chechipiri chabuda imomo ndechekuti izvo tiri kuti mainterbank market yedu ifambe zvakanaka zvava izvo kuti tiri kuti tiise mari yeforeign currency kuma banks tinotengesa kuma banks at auction price ndokuti zvii zvava zvakanaka kuma banks ko.
Well, you heard it for yourselves. Zimbabwe muhle lemzwile u RBZ Governor u Dr. John Mangujga esithi kule mali entsha ebuyayo ama $2 coins ama $5 notes kuthiwa ibona njenge RBZ they're looking towards stabilizing exchange rate njalo bakhangela ukuthi izasiza abantu umphakathi ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa sisixoxisana ngendaba zokuthi imali ayisabambeki elizweni. However, whilst on the same discussion on the state of the economy, Zimbabwe muhle, the fuel prices went up once again. I mentioned it earlier on. This is a move that economists say is going to drive the prices of everything else up once again. Now, this is a notion that the nation's youth are not happy about. They've never appreciated it. VOA's Columbus Mavunga, a couple of months ago, caught up with some youth who had this to say. Take a look.
Huh? chimwe chiri chatendorera apa chichikwani apa inini ndiri kutambira mari kana ndiri kutambira zvino ndiri kutambira ini nazvo kwanza wana kana mari kuti ndikwanise kutenga chingwa everyday $10 ndiri kutambira $250.
Things are going tougher every day. The fuel is going up. The prices are going up because the fuel is going up.
Those were some youths that VOA's Columbus Mavunga caught up with over time. Now, in August, Mavunga once again caught up with some youths as he did another report of how the economy is affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I felt I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister, Obadiah Moyo, says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food, and the one who didn't sell because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, that was Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, who reported from Harare. Limbonulo onkazana omuntu ongisakhula ngempela. Very, very young girl, having to take to the streets. Yena, she is now a vendor trying to fend for her family. That is the topic of tonight. Zimbabwe muhle sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba imi vechidiki. How are you surviving munyika? Mavakonawo video yomwe wechidiki nayo akati sezvo zvanetsa ndakuitawo basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa. So we're looking to hear from some vendors, we're looking to hear from some businessmen, we're looking to hear from everyday youth ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bona baphila njani elizweni. Kodwa lingakhohlwi earlier on I mentioned ukuthi RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujka usanda ukusho ukuthi kuzaba kule mali icurrency entsha ezabe ibuya, but it's going to be equivalent to imali, the one that's already there. So uthi zilukandaba lingasabi ngoba it's going to be at the same rate as the bond, same rate as EcoCash and more. +12024650318 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. To call. That's my WhatsApp number, but if you're looking to call me, you can call me on +12024650318 and +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Omuhle, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So, ngalifisa ubukela kuhlelo lingasaba ukuya khona. Mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Makathira chironga chedu chive chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMaikobe.
Hey taita, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Oh, yeah, man. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram, if you're looking to speak to me, go to Linakotlu Wutsi Sia Sagaza on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Njalogo, VOA Studio 7, Sagam Sakanga Nukushare Chirongwa, Linakotlu, Share Utelo, Uze Sibugele, Mobunenye Betu, Kanam Chilopi Nam Chirongwa, Mokwanza Unyoro, Namba Zero Nari, Tokfundrai, Tokpinza Nas, Live, Panepo, Nugona Jato Tanga Kufaya, Vanato Tanga Kuisa, my comment, Abantu Gembera Sebeka Lufaga, my comments, Sibonu Abantu Vatsini Makasine to Amata, to Elliot Mandela Uti, hi. Watching from South Africa. Unjani pra Elliot Jurgu famba ere. U Vasco usis kona latin sagazi. Gunjani Vasco. U Elson uti masura same koma Maikoro. Ndirikutera ndrugu mu Johannesburg kuriseko kujozoko. Alon we advisa nambanzi. Vanu tatambra vedwe munyika mna mabasa nzara ya pfura. Chisero sezo mitengo yekujga iruta zhugungo kwera. U Freddy Martin vaisa nambanzi tifondre wo please. Aiwa mkoma Freddy tichakufonerai. U Webster uti vatanga vanu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Nanti utabalo kone kutuini mtawaga mwuse, Zimbabwe mwuse. Asi, ayo, I am my first guest. Onge na yogutelo, umnumzana Usame Wadzai. Koma Same, zurufambe.
Ndiribo, zirise ima na wame wangu.
Aiwa, tribo, kurise kwa muriko.
Kutatarika kwa Gwadza, nika ya Gwadzai.
Tutanga panyaya yogutu anzu na Dr. John Manguchi, kaparuku ya Karen Sinyuan, murugusu tamira use imi.
Aiwa, dambudziko riripo ndekuti hatisi kudila nema fundamentals. Chii chiri kumboita kuti mari yedu ishaye simba. Chii chiri kumboita kuti vana veZimbabwe vasave netrust nemari dziri kunzi. Nyaya yekuti izvozvo zvokuti mari dzinongounzwa pasina production economy, hapana chatiri kuproducer. Mari yedu haina kana simba, takaikombeya nedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Ndanza vachiti varikuti nenge chingoendera as 1:1 nemabondi chingoshandira pamwe chete. Taakukwanisa here kushandisa mari kana ndiri kuSouth Africa. For example, semunhu nyano anoita informal trading. Ndinokwanisa here kundohodha nemari iri kuuya ndomivhudzo muhombe yatinoda kunzwisisa. Kana vachiti iri pa1:1 tinokwanisa here kubuda nayo kuenda kumesina nemabhondi wavo pamwe chete, tichikwanisa kungohodha tichiunza mari, tichiunza zvinhu zvedu zvatoda kutengesa. Maquestions iwayo haana kuanzika. Tangonzwa kungori mari yakuunzwa, tida kuwedzera mari, tikwanise kubudisa mari mumabhengi. Bati mari yayo yatinokwanisa kushandisa kune dzimwe nyika sezimbu ratagara tiziva remakore apfuura.
Tochibata nyaya yekuti imi, I know kuti the executive director of sangano rinechinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vaita basa rokutengesa mumigwagwa. Today we're looking to talk towards the youth, and it seems as though more than 90% of the youth are working within the informal sector, and one of those being vendors. Now, how everything seems to be in tatters in the country when we're looking, when we're talking about the current state of the economy. How are the youth surviving?
Very difficult, my brother. We are in a very, very, very difficult situation. I mean, everything is not working. People are struggling to put together even a single meal a day. You have to appreciate the such years and stuff. So I mean, the youth is an argusambura to just to get married up in downtown, can also down the heaven, but you might go even. It's a very difficult thing to do. So I mean, things are tight. I call upon my authorities to make sure that they correct the situation. They genuinely put in place policies, you know, interventions to correct the situation. This is getting out of hand, and people are very angry about what is happening. It's very important that we begin to see seriousness. Let's address my fundamentals as soon as we get out of the economy. Corruption, mismanagement, you know, looting that you are seeing on a daily basis, Ringo report on my newspaper, and we are not seeing any action insofar as the government here, you know, is concerned in trying to deal with the corruption at Ringo America. So, let's address the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Let's engage my youth. Todao kuping them at decision making processes. We've got problems that we are a very educated lot. We are there, we are ready to assist to correct the situation. But what are we having? We're having the government that is so adamant, so arrogant. There's no effort whatsoever to engage the youth there. But we are saying we are there, we want to engage. Even decision, we are going to the streets to sell tomatoes, to sell airtime, so that we can look after our children. The commitment is that we really want to make things work. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go the violent route. We want things to work. So it's an opportunity for the government to realize that there is a committed citizen that is able, that is willing to come on the table and to assist in the correction of the challenges that we are facing at the moment.
Now, Mkoma Samo, you mentioned the issue of corruption. Some would argue government actually has tried. They're taking strides towards fixing the issue of corruption. Not so long ago, Tatina Minister Akasungwa, of course, she's out of bail. Is that not an initiative? You're going to say, Urumenda is going to talk about this.
No. We don't want piecemeal, interventions, my brother. You know, corruption is going to every day, hapana day raunoverenga a newspaper Mzimbabwe risinga isina nyaya yecorruption yekuti so and so is being accused of corruption.
Mm.
But the question is, what has happened? And here number is from Jerry Nunya corruption. Here number one, actually, you have been found guilty and within the 10 years, Mujeri because of corruption. No one, none. And the following day, we've got many, many, many examples. So we are saying, can I double blame your corruption in this country? Let's have people arrested and so that we set an example. Really, if you engage in corrupt activities, if you disturb the economy, you will be arrested and you'll be convicted in Chienda and you rot in jail. We want to see my examples as soon as I got the city. But it's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that let it be not political gimmicking, let it not be kuvara vana veZimbabwe. We know Tazangwara Kutosia, Zurgutika, Panama Marukuba, and Varku Protector, namely the highest offices. Mm-hmm. The highest offices should be on the forefront of ensuring that like a looting, like a corruption, one of our totals won out Iowa. Mupumida to Batu out of Variwa. My resembles are one of the one corruption to Nomaziva, and we expected those people to be arrested and truly be convicted by Chenda Majer.
All right, Regain Bate Pamromo, Mkoma Samuel, Tichange, and Rugunz, and Dem Terry, Wangok Tanga, Arupina Nasmichurong, Wasaka, and Bate Pamromo, and Zoga Pamrandis.
Thanks.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sama Wadzai. He is the executive director of an organization that targets towards ukuthuthukisa ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokuthengisa emgwaqweni ngesingizi sithi ama-vendors. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo ndikuzondela umthereri wokuthangara kuphinda mjirongo kakhola umthereri singenele kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo ngibani okhona ecingweni. Kola mtereri ari pano nare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo mama, how are you?
I'm fine, magadizeni.
Aiwa tiripo ari pano nare apa ndiani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Mrs. Ani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Oh, kuri seko ku Triangle mai Madunge.
Ee tambwane nzara mukoma.
Muri kurarama seiko munyika ndiyo handikutobvunza munhu wese nhasi tiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kungoenda kumawere nhasi fiyo yakwira
ndikungoona kana richingopinda mufoni wongotoignora because kushopu kwacho hakusi kutomboendeka
zvino ndiri kunzwa kuti mune mwana uyu ari kumashure muri kurarama sei mwana muri kumuprovhidira sei
mwana tanzwa nekutowacha kutodhadha matisheti ana baba chitopfekedza because mapamba acho achatengeke apa manepi rimwe rotorwa na $50. Saka unita zekutopfekedza hembe zvaindoitwa kudhara nanambuya nehanda zvese.
Zvino tudzeiwo ndimuzvare here kana ndimai mandongi?
Ndimai madhinzi.
Mai matudzeiwo ka zvino nyaya yogadziriswa sei sezvo munhu wese tina vadzai vari panhare navo vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Munhu wese aringopinda pachirongwa anenge ari ngochema chema achiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Kuzvigadzirisa mukoma titoshayo titozvigadzirisa sei.
Hamuna here chivimbo chekuti hurumende, nekuti hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Regai timbomira tinoti kana zvikagadziriswa tinokwanisa here kupinda muchitoro nokuti zvokwadi. Tawa nekutambura zvimwe zvombodawo muchimbozvionerawo, because kamukanguva tichita zvekutaura kudai nechingoti vanhu vekuzimbabwe vandawana kutikumbira mari izvokare. Tombozvisa kuna mwari nekuhurumende kwacho timboiona, because izvozvi zvitupa takasengeka mwana wamai takatopasawo zvisingaiti, asi takangogadzika pasi madiploma nemadhigiri.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa nhere mama.
Zvakanaka ii.
Alright, todzokera kuna vawadzai. Mukoma Samu muripo parunhare? Mukoma Samu? Manzwa muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ii. Hanzi madegree zvese tatoisa pasi nekuti hazvichabatsire. You're working with a mass amount of young people who have qualifications that are beyond ana doctor. Vakutoita basa rekuti nekuti zvinhu zvanetsa, regai ndipinde mumugwagwa ndombotengesawo ka airtime ndingoisawo kamari $2 muhomwe. I know that you know there's been so many reported cases where young people are going out there in the streets and they're selling, or they're not making money, they're not making ends meet. Now kana uchibuda mugwagwa iwe uri kutengesa matomati panapa, next door neighbor naye ari kutengesa matomati, mese mabuda end of day maita $1, vanhu vari kuzviitawo sei vechidiki, especially vechidiki? Tamboisawo video yeumwe wechidiki anga achiti ane 15 years, akati baba ngavambomira nekuti basa vashaya, regai ndichibuda ini pache zvangu ndombosiya zvechikoro ndoenda ndonotengesa. Vanhu vari kuzviita seizvi.
And you know what is so disturbing ndezvekuti taita decision iyoyo kuti no, things are not working. Yes, I obtained a degree. Yes, I'm a holder of a master's degree. But because there is no formal, there is over 90% unemployment, 95% unemployment in formal job market. Taita decision, let me go and join the informal sector. Would the same government, through my councils, iri kuti teerera matrix, ichitora zvinhu zvatiri kutengesa. You know, vachideclare zvatiri kuita kutraya kurarama kwacho as illegal, kuti nzendi is illegal. How do you criminalize raramo yevanhu? Vanhu vadecide no, let's go into the street and try to survive. My youth are decide, vaenda pachikona apfekawo madomasi ake, but the same government is following us in the street. They are confiscating our wares. You know, they are coming, they are beating us people. And vamwe vanorohwa vozondofira kumajere. People are trying, we are trying to survive. What do they want us to do? So that my first point, I still go back to the first point, is that kana vafaila, we have got a very educated, you know, youth population in this country with a lot of commitment to have things solved. Things I want my youth leaders muma positions yekuti vabatsire vana manguri avo vari kuuya nema very funny decisions, but vaise ma positions yekuti vagadzirise the situation, because I mean people, they are committed, you know, it's our future that is at stake here. We are committed to contribute to the correction of the current situation. That's the first point. Then the second point is that we need to deal with the politics that is Dominica. Very toxic. Zokuti winner takes everything. Have you seen it? We need to unite the people. Electoral system here do is suicide. We have the population zokuti vamavano titunda uju. Almost half half. If you look at the outcome of the previous election, yagari half half. But how do you have the same group or one group which is no riku represent the interest of families? Let's have everyone achiuya patebo tichibatsirana kugadzirisa machallenges atiri kusangana nawo munyika. Politics dzedu dziri toxic, politics dzedu dziri divisive, and we need people to get united to have their favorite vavane stake vachiuya patebo vachibatsira you know, to correct my challenges that now. Then the last point that now, as long as the government, which it has been missing a consult my citizens, that's not buy-in my citizens, that's not confidence in my citizens, that's not going to happen in Buddha. To make deficit your confidence in the government yet at the moment. This is under announced a new current. But Ukateria, Mataura, the majority of them are Stombushand. So, like a Stombushand, people don't have confidence in the policies are going to any government because Arkitua Mujikona Mujivande, you know, when one goes marching with the road, but out of cities. Why are you doing it? Why are you not taking your people on board? Why not including your people, my policy, you know, changes among Kuita? The answer is zero. So as long as work with us, so each one day, personal, we can have our confidence, name citizens. So if you fail, I can assure you, Maria va introduce her today, within the next month or so, he is going to find another bond because we have confidence now. We are not going to reject her. And I mean, could you ever draw that? We have the inflation. I'm not an economist, but if you go back previously, and we are. We are almost likely to face the same situation.
I was going to say, "Pamro monitoro mo guest onga kupinda mchirongo." E na jumbo kumbro utumbo bata uparunare. Tizo kuti guest onga jipira noti yanet.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe moche. That was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. Go to angezuk tini lomlaleli. I hear I have a collecting money. Kola kola mtere. Arupinda mchirongo. Mbano collecting money.
Kola.
Hey, Mkoma Felix, juru kufambe.
Mwche, mwutora, neze, marinyita,
Hongu, tipe ima onreng.
Nini maonera angu, tinofana kuti isusu, tite kuti mariyo, isha andi. Mariyo, kasashanda, wanu, arukuta mbutika. Ivanhu vari munyika, vanhu vari mugovernment havape vakatambudzika nekushaika kwemari iwo zvese vanozviwana. Saka isusu tisiri mugovernment ngatitraye kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzekuti tinoenda nekunze kwegovernment kuti zvinhu zvisenze. Muenzaniso wandingapendewe kuti vanhu vanochaja ma30% vairaye. When I now connect a cash, eco cash, my percentage second and this healthy patriotic. Would I want to check? Don't know when I'm charged what percentage per car. When I said I would think, who were some of the crews belong to? Who shall be taken to somebody with my charge? Says she might come with Zimbabwe check. She never put in a van who had more in Zimbabwe. Hafanana nehurumende yavari kushora vane makaro. Saka hakuna kwatinoenda kana mumwe munhu achiti iyewo akapira munhu 30% kuno kukokokosho government imiri muchiita zvakafanana.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka Mukoma Felix. Ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi.
Maita basa mvura yanetsa paHarare apo ndakabvapo. Ngava yavo nezvekuita because I remember vamudzuri vakambotaura nezvemvura kuna ye 2000 which means that hurumende yetu iri 19 years behind panyaya dzemvura idzi. Dambudziko iroro dai vakagadzira dhemu raitaurwa muna 2000 tisina dambudziko remvura muHarare.
Aiwa Mukoma Felix takunzwa zvakanaka. Regai titoro vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa handesi. All right, Zimbabwe. That was Felix Mlaluetu. Yena, he's in Zimbabwe. Yena, he highlighted a lot of things. In Teokala, he came in and he was firing at the new currency that has come in. Felix says, Abantu must make this currency work. Uta Zulugandaba, please, please, let's make it work. Uta Yenu Hulumende, if he can't make it work, Tina Njenga Zalanda, Zimbabwe, Mele Sibonuzi, Intele, Inga Sovenzanjan. Upindawa Patutaba Maila, Nye confidence. Uzi Abantu should be confident in the money. Upindawa Patutaba Njalo, Utaba Loma price controls. This is I. Inkosagalo, Abantu, please, whoa. Stop it. But after the Nuguts Ukesto Mosvi don't get I will say, Utin, whatever Connecotuni, I hear Uguts, I have perseverance in Yati, Mayat Unyanisis. Njani? Ngiyaphila, wena njani?
Hayi, siphilile. If you'd like to make a call, please.
Ngibona ngani kulomuntu? Okay, usakhona ecingweni sisi?
Yeah,
ah, okay, bengicabanga ukuthi nguwe drop leyo. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini uluzile sisi. First question I guess I want to hear from you is namhla vele sivuke another decision made by uhulumende bathi bazalethi kule currency entsha ebuyayo. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abaphila kobulawayo likuthatha njani lokho?
Sivile i-currency le entsha ebuyayo kodwa okuyisimanga ukuthi i-affecta ama-youth ikakhulu ngoba akulatshintsho oluzayenzakala njalo siyafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ama-youth ayaphiwa ama-income generating projects izimali bafundwe kwenzeka ukuthi labo babe part and parcel of i-economy yonale.
Now you heard umnumzana uFelix engena kuhlelo and the first thing he highlighted was abantu should be confident in the money. Do you not feel like that's an important part of making the money work?
Yes, confidence iyadingakala kakhulukazi. Njalo lokuthi siyamukele.
Yeah. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma. Right, so asizweni ke awusitshele ke kuhlelo okwamanje silo umnumzana uSamuel Watsayi yena he works with young people who are vendors elizweni. Bengimbuza because khanya ngani akulento esebenzayo elizweni umnotho welizwe ulokhu ukuqhubekela phambili day by day ugugudeka. Wena njengomuntu osebenzayo labantu abasakhulayo awungitsheleke ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo baphila njani?
Abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulu mangikhayele ku-girl child balama problems inkinga ezikhona ongangukuthi kulama early marriages ngenxa yesimo somnotho they are forced ukuthi banjani bangene kuma early marriages like prostitution so konke khona lokho le crime kuyabayenza ingani babe balulazeki
Then I was just about to ask ukuthi yona isimo somnotho njengoba siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka and imisebenzi elizweni akula eningi labantu baku informal sector, how is this affecting i crime rate ikakhulukazi kobulawayo?
Crime rate iyakhula ngoba vele abantwana ontanga kakhulu abalanto zokwenza. Siyacela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe i-government or i-private sector ama-stakeholders angenele ekupheni ama-youth okungama-projects ufunda izimali ukuthi mhlawumbe laba baziqalele okwabo kokwenza okungezandla kusebenza imisebenzi yezandla.
Hayi, wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane manyathi ngithatha omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo nela ukuhamba kuthi angathi.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mutle, that was Perseverance Nyati. She is a member of the Bulawayo Resident Association. Go Bulawayo, obviously. Asi, that's one of the vanu. Varukuti Chico Paf, social media, and then Totoro, umuo guest, Arupi Namchirongwa. Mkoma webstands, vatanga vanu vaya, mtengo, ichabata, denga. Demshi, mukariri, avati, twabam! Twabam, mkoma demshi. Anzina Ignatius Murisei wa Shamarere Studio 7 pamwene wa Tereri kuma TV. Anzi kwa muri koko ndino ndrukukonai ndripa anzi pa Mozambique. Bondia Ignatius, bondia. Nika arguti Pretoria anza apana chino vapa new currency. Anza apana chino kubuda. Kuraone vati kwazwai Big Mike. I'm watching you pa Studio 7 Live Talk. Now ndripa Lanseria Airport ku South Africa. Kuraone nya kwa mgele kushelo. Finos vati. Watching you from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. But finos unjani uchimi uti nifondre mkoma aiwa vaisa number tishakufondre mkoma msearch ke umati ndikuti new currency aisha andika na kusina mabasa yanzi na yo foot aripa Mozambique memorial uungwa anzi nibateo nasi please nibateo ndipo fungwa zangwari ku South Africa case ko munsanga anzi new currency .. good idea. Aywa, Zimbabwe omuhle, nantu tabolo kone kutwini, asizweni ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Ku VOA Ndebele kulo mnumzana Mathema uthi hello. futhi mathema unjani uClemens uthi ngilalele ngikhonapha eGoli kwele South Africa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthiwa imali entsha iyeza ngempela ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso earlier on we played ibite eka RBZ direct governor Dr. John Mangujika sesithi yebo ngempela imali entsha iyeza kodwa izaba 1-to-1 nge-bond note ukuthi akuzabuya ngama $2 coins njalo ama $5 notes. Sitshelene umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona egudwini namhla mthwakazi omuhle +12024650318 ku-WhatsApp lakho njalo ngixhuma live ecingweni ku +12024619207. But let me head over to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo ari kuthi joiner nathi ngijirongwa vari ku ikoko ku Zimbabwe ku Harare. Right, ongenayo kuhlelo thinzo ukuthi ndiyana ari popa rinare kola kola mthirira ari pa rinare ndiyana.
Hai, tawanda chikosi.
Mkoma tawanda zviri kufamba.
Mushe mkoma Mike, how's everything going?
Hai wa bobo moto tudzai mikwa muri ku Zimbabwe ikoko.
Ah, ku Zimbabwe tiri kungoshingirira mkoma.
Ndotanda ka mkoma
ndakakukurira nokupurira mberi ya.
Ndakaona kazvabaka posta pa Facebook muchiti mazovhura ka bureau de change saka totanga toti makorokoto makorokoto am shop.
Hai wa tsoda kutenda mwari.
Mkomba, nyaya iri mumugango nhasi ndokukurukura nevechidiki vanoita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika haasi wafadza zvechokwadi. Hanzi munyika muna mabasa 90% vari kushanda muinformal sector. Imi seumwe wevechidiki anenge ari kubudirirawo ari kuitawo zvinodadisa. Tiudzeiwo maondero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi.
Munoziva zvishuwa mukoma Mike, the reality iri paground ndeyekuti zvishuwa zvina is not so good. Particularly for the young people, nekuda kwekuti ma expectations vekomana nevasikana vechidiki tichikura nezvatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti nyika iti provide particularly our homeland hazvisiri izvo zvatirikuita se zvatiri kuwana. But I think one of the major issues there is I would like to come from a very controversial point of view, a very contrarian way of looking at things. I think one of the major challenges there at now on the equity, we are not trained for this kind of an economy. We are not educated for this kind of an economy. Isusu takango kura tiri in an economic or an educational system ya itarisira kuti tizo kwa nso kukiraiza na kubudirira kana zvinjese zviri normal. But now because we suddenly face ourselves with a very abnormal situation, we are neither equipped nor educated for this kind of an environment. Hence the greater challenges we now have takajaira kuda kunge tiri within the formal sector. Maskills yedu, education yedu, zvese zvayaitika growing up, even our own upbringing within our parents and our societal structure, ndeyekuti tikwanise kupfuurira mberi in an economy iri stable where things are okay, which is formal. But now all of a sudden we find ourselves in a very informal economy where we a different set of skills are required and we have none, or it's just a very fraction of our youth population that have got skills and can thrive within the informal sector. So I think no challenge will be yet in life. The reason Papa and Antity, I will come up with a very controversial factor. Meaning I was convinced at a tender age kuti there is what we call the 80-20 rule, and ndaka funga kuti zvinoshanda zvakanyanya, especially helping young people, Patavis in the economy that we have, because the responsibility to either make our success or failure in this environment lies mostly entirely with us. So the 80-20 rule says, you know, 80%, your success, 80% is determined by you. Then 20% is attributable to the environment. Zimbabwe is only contributing to only 20% of either success or failure of each and every one of us. The reason being, how we respond to that environment, to that 20% contribution, those may basa stereko kupfuura what the environment is throwing at us. So if issues are kawanda for a lot of young people, it's easy to continually complain. Which is quite true, and the things could be done better. But at the same time, that's the reality on the ground. Mm-hmm. Every day you have to wake up, you have to survive, you have to plan for a future. Environment, the greater say you in. So it then lies back to us as young people to say, okay, this is what we have. This is the card we have been dealt. And if everything goes normal to 2023, it's up to us here. You know, to actually think, okay, now that environment, how do we thrive? How do we survive? How do we plan for a future? It's like a shift on us more than it is happening in the economy or in the environment. So I think I'm throwing out a challenge to young people out there to say, guys, look, Zripa ground no reality report. It may take a lot of time there's no guarantee of change for the positive. It could remain the same or it could even get worse. No one knows. There are no guarantees for change that comes in the future. But I think change is to focus on ourselves. Are we equipped? Are we skilled enough? Do we need new skills? Because it is different. In this environment. Let me give you an example, Mkoma Mike, and some other people who are listening. Magambo zvione kuti mu informal sector ya tiri izvezvi vanhu vanogona basa remaoko they thrive better. Say my mechanic doing much better than vanhu vakaita degree accounting. You may find vanhu vanoita ma carpenters, ma shop fitters, you know, ma welders, people who can do practical stuff, you know, they are thriving a little bit better than vanhu vane more of the intellectuality stuff. So there may be a need to upskill yourselves or to learn new skills or to upgrade, you know, the kind of education we have that is now relevant to the sector. You're informal.
And then I'll come back to you because there's another question that seems to be boiling that I'd love to hear your take on. Andit.
Sure.
All right. Zimbabwe Mushengezo. Hello. Yebo, puti unjani?
Ndivinani, magadino.
Aiwa, tina naripa nare ndiani?
Ndivini ya Simango.
Va Simango, how are you, Mr. Simango?
Ndivinani, hango, magadino miruku.
Ndizo, izozo, muruku chifondra muruku pi?
Muruku chikombezi.
Aha. Right, saka baba tu deo, maundre nyu pamsoro penya ya tina yo, nasirugu tema nyambiri, nyaya kutanga, anzi na RBZ governor wa Dr. John Mangudya parikuya mari nyowani kuna vateerero vapinda vakati amana we should be confident mune mari yedu tione kuti mari inokwanisa kushanda nyaya yechipiri ndikuda kudzwawo kune vanhu vechidiki vese vari kurarama muZimbabwe kuti vari kurarama sei sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika hana kumira mushe ngatinzwe kunoti
chokwadi ndiaide kumbotsindirawo pane vataura avo kuti mari hongu vagadzira havo inobuda Rakanangana nemagariro nemashinishando nemarodhi nemakliniki hazvina zvinobetsera kungounze mari vanhu takagara tiri mukati mezvara nzara hombe inode zvaiita kuti vamunangagwa vabvume kutaurirana nemukomana vawirirane ndiwo kuti tigare zvakanaka ndiwo kuti nemari iyoyo yavanoparura iyo iwo unokushanda toenda pamabasa, mabasa muno mamuna vanhu vagara vashoma shoma vari kutoshanda vavavo vari kutobudawo pamabasa ndokuda kwekushaikwa kwemari mari yavo haichatengi hatina zvitinoshandira kwakugara kuende kudzimba koone mhuri kotonetsa nekuda kwemabhazi
vasi mango hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho aripo ekugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika mungati nazvo muri kubvumirana nawe
kupedza nguva kukake dehereshindiko abana zinobuda kunze kwokugara pasi tongwirana tese ionesu ndokuti zviro zvinaki
zvino
nokuti ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda hazvishandi
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vasi mango tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa angeti
ndinobongawo mamboti bata nhasi
chirongwa ndechenyu baba mudzoke next week
zvakanaka
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sema Ngo, Uti Abantu kumele bakhulumisane so that they make it work. As one Umt Abantu Matsini, a cousin letter in a VOA Studio 7. And in a memorial, a Ungwe, Ndibateo Nas, please, Ndibateo, Ndipeo Fungwa Zangu, Vaisa, number Ake, I want a Tara and a producer, Tronum Tanqua Zangu Fondra Ere. Poma Posarutanzi, watching you from Mutare, Kuruseko, kwa Mutare uko. Anzi, na Morris, people should be confident in the new currency for it to work. Most important part. Anzi, na Rashford, it is going to be backed by what? At what Zim dollar. Asindukunzo, ondine umu wa mterere, ngezo kutu ngilomu nyumu lale leo ngena ukushelo. Kolo kolo mterere, arupinda pachurongwa, ukone tungwa nimbani.
Hey, hello.
Yes, papa, zurufamba.
Fakai baba marwadzo
muri kutopinda ne energy yakatodhamba mudhara zvokutoratidza kuti aiwa zvina kumira musi
kutoni tachaiko chaiko nemamira zvakaita sevichi diki
tiudzewo maondo enyu mukoma trust
ndikuona pane pandamboona hangu panews ipapa chinzi pavhika rekuteera panokuva sakaintroduswa yatingati new currency pachirungu
hongu tatomhuisawo kaclip karbz governor Dr. John Mangudya vachinyatsotsanangura kuti zvechokwadi pari kuuya currency nyowani ine chinangwa chekubatsira nyaya yecash crisis uyezve kustabilize exchange rate yepainterbank
ya nchandiri kuona zvafanana nemoto unobvira kao kuti moto uyu uri kubvira but vanhu vari kuda kundoudzima nepetro kana kuti dhiziri kana parafini saka handingaoni mafungiro angu handingaoni kuti kubudisa nyukarenzira ingakwanisa kuti upfumi hwenyika hugadzikana asi zvinokwanisa kutozopedzisira zvawedzera zvatowedzera zvatipinza mumatambudziko seechidiki mangwana zvinourayira mangwana redu uyezve zvichauraya futi vamwe vasati vazvarwa kuteera futi pane ramangwana ravo nokuti upfumi hukangwera hwafa zvinoreva kuti munyika medu hatisisina indastry mabasa hakusisini
aiwa takunzwai mukoma trust tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa modzoka next week handisi
ya ndinotenda
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, asipona kuti vanhu vatsini kukasi letu LVOA Ndebele unesisa tube kuti unjani msakazi imali leyo evo yayo yi real money or yi paper nje ekuti uyavuka inisela ivalue hayi sizabona ngokuhambisana kwesikhathi nesisa kodwa yena u-RBZ governor uthi hayi ulethemba lokuthi it's going to work it's going to work it must work ngamazwi kavice president ugeneral Chiwenga Kodwa let's go back to umnumzana vachikori. Mukoma tawanda zvirupa muchiripo parinare.
Wow.
Right. You are also, besides opening the Bureau de Change, you're also a tech entrepreneur. That's correct?
That is correct, sir.
Now, as an entrepreneur, how are you taking in the announcements made in by the RBZ governor saying that, well, there's going to be a new currency coming soon. How is that something that you entrepreneurs are taking in?
It's very difficult to think that any difference really with what's already there because what we're already using is some form of surrogate currency. So I don't see much of a difference anyway because when you start speaking of currency, you also need to start speaking of the fundamental economic principles that need to be in place for there to be a strong introduction of a strong currency or stability of an introduced currency. So we still don't have or we still don't see the same fundamentals that need to be there. Even the current finance minister, before he became finance minister, these are some of the things that he alluded to. He was actually in opposition to the introduction of a new currency before all the economic fundamental you know, mentors have been made or put in place, only to see them introducing another, you know, form of surrogate currency and, you know, doing away with the multi-currency regime before the fundamentals have been put in place. So at the end of the day, we now have a result of a very highly devalued currency, which is currently operating now in some terms referred to as a surrogate currency. But it's one and the same thing, really. You know, a new currency is just a different way of speaking of the same thing. That's the view, the now, practical view of how we look at it.
Nkoba tawanda, tichitarisa nyaya kuti nya mari munyika haisikubatika. That's why the RBZ governor is saying varikuunza currency nyuwanu kuti nyaso gadzirisa nyaya ima challenges arikutarisa na nevanu. Pato tarisa nyaya cash. One, mari haisikubatika. Uyezwe, foreign currency yacho zvekare haisikubatika. Where do you guys, for example, people like you who are now opening Bureau de Changes, fit into this whole system towards, I guess, attempting to fix it?
Okay. Foreign currency, haisikubatika, performer market, I guess. But in Mulan, you see, if you look at the my foreign currency inflows in Zimbabwe, you may be surprised to learn that maybe diaspora remittances are probably the largest foreign currency source for the country. So meaning to say, you know, people get money from their, you know, relatives out there in, outside the country, but because they don't have faith in the banking system because of what has happened before, they keep Mariavo Kutumba, they keep the money on them, and they change it as and when they want to use it. So they are not putting it into the formal sector, into the banking sector, which allows it to circulate within the economy. Because once you put it in there, you have got no guarantee. Actually, the guarantee that you have, you might not see it again in the form Yawaisa. So people prefer to then just keep it because they don't trust the system. Saka, I'm on formal market, but informal market, like in the hands of the individuals, and they would, if the Beirut changes, start offering rates are, you know, favorable or are competitive to what is being offered on the black market. People come and change Mariavo because at the end of the day, they want to buy goods and services for them to be able to survive. So one of those will change Mariavo, you know, and then get the local contingent, or whatever they need to pay in the local currency. So I would like to put an argument that one of them are.
Aiwa regai tudzokuti mukoma Samuel vanoti nemaondrenyu mukoma Samuel muchiripo parunare mukoma Samuel wadzai muchiripo parunare oh andikunzwa kuti mukoma Samuel va dropper asivene kuti umanyati yena utseni WhatsApp okay woti ngiqali ngithatha umlaleli and then ngizahamba kumanyati ndikunzwa ndine mthereri kola mthereri ongenayo kuhlelo ari parunare ndiyani.
Yebo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mama, wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okhonekce ngwena?
Caroline.
Hawu mama oyi unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kunjani kwele South Africa?
Nayi ku-right.
Nanti udaba lukhona ekudwini mama, awusitshela umbono wakho. U-RBZ governor uthi hayi kule mali entsha ezayo. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Ngwaye amanga lihlaza athe joko lawo. Yiphi leyo mali ezayo? Izanceda ngani leyo mali?
Bathi ibona
imali or yimali or libhondi lona leli iphephe lingalancedo elingaphumeli kwamanye amazwe.
Manje mamoyo kuzasebenza njani njengoba abantu bangamthembi uhulumende?
Vele kasimthembi uhulumende anti uyadla yena le muli zakhe bayasutha thina siyazidubela. Vela ngeke size simthembi. Kahle kahle vele mnanga kwakahlale phansi akayekela che phansi. O else nxa kusehlula kuyabehlula ukusilizwe lezo. Phela amazwe lawo mabili vele kuyabehlula ukuthi bayavuze. Selafi ilizwe elalilihle, ilizwe elaliyisiphala se-Africa yonke jikelele. Namhlanje sesiyinhlekisa ebantwini bonke. Usuze sesaba lokuthi ukhulume utshela abantu ukuthi wena ubuye eZimbabwe. Ngeqiniso ngeqiniso vele kuyayangisa kabayekele bechiye phansi. Akambe umnotho wonke lo ogcwele elizweni uyangaphi? Uyangaphi?
Uke wakhuluma labantu abasakhulayo abaphila eZimbabwe na?
abaphila eZimbabwe bayadubeka, bayadubeka. I was talking to uSiswami engitshela ukuthi ngikhona ngelanga uthenga amalayithi $100 awalast lelanga elilodwa. Kuyini khona lokho shuwa? $100
manje njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka, $100 uyithola lapho sisi?
Yikho phela engikutsho khona lokhu ukuthi uyazisebenza, uyazama ukuthi azisebenzi, kodwa leyo mali vele ayisayenzi lutho, ayisayenzi lutho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Ayisayenzi lutho. Kambe akungitshela ukuthi ngikhona ngapha. Mina futhi inye into emalisa kakhulu ukuthi ngikhona thina abantu kodwa siyadubeka. Just like kuthange laphana kuyenzwa nge-Friday kuze kwenziwe i-demo leyane eyokuthiwa khona kakukhutshwa ama-sanctions. Abantu begcwele e-stadium bethengelwe okungama-pieces kwenyama. Konke okungama-pieces kwenyama kuyimalini i-stadium sonke sonisana kuthengwe ngemalini. Kwehluleka ukuthi kuthengelwe abantu imithi ezibhedlela, abantu bayafa ezibhedlela ngenxa yokuthi kungkhona bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa bengagula bahamba beemazweni. Thina-ke izihlobo zethu esingakwanisi lokuthi kungkhona zixhaphe ziye emazweni ngokushwela i-passport ukuthi kungkhona kula phepha lokwenza i-passport.
Hayi,
bazaphila bona bodwa ezweni lona leliyana. Thina sesifelwe izihlobo, sesifelwe ngabazali, sesifelwe ngabangani. Phezu kwalokho abazali bethu lezihlobo zethu labangani bethu bafa ngegugurawundi. Namhlanje sebeqedwa yiyo le gugurawundi kaMnangagwa ayiletha indirectly ukuthi abantu bengayiboni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mamoyo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, isikhathi esesidliwe ngangowe.
Siyabonga.
Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Caroline Moyo, one of our callers who usually calls us from South Africa. Hayi, yena she highlighted one thing, one central thing. Akamthembi aiwa urumende hanzi, I don't trust you. Regai tiele kuna muzware nyati chonzo kutuwa no ti, bese sahamba kumnumzana utawanda bese sikubu hlelo. Manyati usakone mtumeni?
Ngisakhona.
Awusiningeza amazwi akho okugcina mama njengoba isikhathi sesihliwe mangoya. Hello.
Ngikhalele ukuthi yes, ngikhona baba.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ngithi ngikhalele ukuthi at least nga i-economy le ebuyayo, lo imali le ebuyayo ngala iyathuthukisa ama-youth. Ngoba ama-youth vele thangani ahlala esimeni esibucayi.
Hayi, siyabonga manyathi.
Ngemuva sikhande phambili amayethu ayaaffecteka ngazo zonke indlela.
Hayi, ngakuzwa manyathi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, ngiyabonga na.
Right, regai tidzokere kuna mukoma Tawanda topedzawo chirongwa chedu. Vachikosi muchiripo pari nare.
Sure.
Right, in I guess 2 minutes, one of the callers that just came in, confidence is on zero when we're talking about confidence in the government, confidence in the money itself, and it seems as though a lot of the comments that I'm reading, confidence is on a zero when we're talking about this new currency. As a young entrepreneur, as someone who's opening something that works along these currencies, what words would you give towards Zimbabweans to ensure that this thing works because it's for the better good of the nation?
So you mean to the government?
Yes. Well, government and the people of Zimbabwe too.
I think to the government, what we would really say is that we need a bit of consistency. Trust is something that you earn. So because right now the government has pretty much lost the trust of the people, which is evident of the fact that people don't trust the system, don't want to put their money into the system, and some of the problems that we have are created as a result of that mistrust. So it's a fact that government should admit that they've lost the trust of the people, and then they then propose ways to say, look, let's be more transparent, let's be more consistent, let's not change policies overnight. You know, let's create a system where people can start to, learn to trust us and to, have, confidence in us again. But you have to work in partnership with the people for you to be able to achieve that. So I think that's an onerous task. The onus is on the government to achieve that. then to the rest of the people or the citizenry, similar to people like myself, guys, it's a situation where we have to think outside the box, learn new skills so that we can survive and thrive, change the way we look at the environment or the way we have been taught to look at environment and then start to adjust. So that maybe we can
survive a little bit. Thank you so much to everybody. Bye bye.